Hi.
Homie, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I assist you?
I just needed to know what the status of my claim is. I tried to file the week online and I'm unable to get there. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I'm not sure what to do. So I just
Okay.
basically needed help.
Okay. Now you need to know, ma'am, that I don't have access to your file, okay? So I can't tell you exactly what the issue is. If you want to do that, you need to call 1-800-361-4524. Okay, what I can do is I can see if your claim is open. If it's not open, I can reopen it for you, or I can
Okay.
explain the process better to you, okay? So what
Okay.
is your social security number, ma'am?
423-087280.
Okay, and what's your first and your last name?
Stephanie Jones.
And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, ma'am?
1123-68, Alabama, 640-2533.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Bark.
Okay, so you do have to reopen it. It's been inactivated. Okay, so
Why
I
was
can
it
help you.
inactivated?
Like I said, ma'am, I don't have access to your file, so I don't have the reason to tell you exactly what happened. If you want that, you need to call 1-800-361-4524.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, what I could do is help you reopen it. Would you like me to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, and I can explain the process better to you. Maybe that will be helpful. What is your preferred language, ma'am?
English.
Okay, so you don't have any difficulty speaking, reading, or understanding, correct?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive unit future
Yes.
benefits? Okay. Okay, so have you worked since the last time you've been on
Nope.
unemployment compensation? Okay. So you don't know the reason. Okay. So your claim must have closed. Okay. Okay, let me see here. Let's fill this out correct. Maybe that'll be helpful. Did you file to receive unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18?
No.
Did you serve an active duty in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation or needed trade readjustment allowance certification?
I don't know what the trade readjustment thing is, but
Okay, let me
I
explain that
filed
to you.
for it because
Okay.
that's what they closed.
Okay. Let me explain to you what that is, okay? If you were laid off as a result of competition from imports or your company has moved overseas
No,
and they
that's not
have
me.
applied for a trade adjustment assistance, then you would be eligible. Okay, so the answer is
No.
no. Okay.
No.
Okay. So let's see here. You said your name was Stephanie. Your middle initial, ma'am?
See.
Okay. And your last name is Jones. And has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay, thank you. And this is a good number to reach you at, ma'am, the 334-379-7334.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you said your date of birth was 11/23/1968. And your mother's maiden name was Tharpe.
With an E, Tharpe.
Right, okay. And is that a driver's license, ma'am? Is that an Alabama license?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. That's 6402533. Okay. Okay. So for demographic purposes, ma'am, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or other?
White.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non.
Male or female?
Female.
Okay. Now, what is the highest grade of school you completed, ma'am?
2 years college.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see here. What is your residential address, ma'am?
127 Muirfield, M-U-I-R.
I got it.
Okay.
And Lane. That's in Dothan?
36305.
Okay. Okay, is your mailing address the same?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What was your occupation before, ma'am?
It was an accounting analyst.
Okay. Okay, so I don't think I have an option on my system for accounting analyst, okay? So would that be, So would that be the same as an auditor or a
bookkeeper? Just put a bookkeeper.
Bookkeeper, okay.
Close.
Okay.
Not really, but close.
I hear you. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Sorry, it took us out, so we have to go back in. The computers are a little bit sensitive. So in saying that, let me let you know that if we get disconnected, which there is a good possibility that we could because our computers are having issues today, if we do, I will try to call you back, so make sure you pick up, okay?
Okay.
Don't try to call us back because then you're going to have to start this all over again. So
okay.
I'll try to call you back. And if I can't get you, I can try twice, and if I can't get you twice, then you're going to have to call back. Accounting bookkeeper. Okay, here. Okay, and are you seeking work in that same area, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, and do you belong to a union?
No.
Are you attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a date when they will be having you back?
No.
Okay. And are you available to work all the shifts of your occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to work full-time?
Yes.
And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. And how many miles can you travel to go to work one way? 15, 20, 30?
20.
Okay. And what was the hourly wage?
27.
What's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
23.
Okay.
An hour.
Okay. And are you a corporate CEO officer in a company at the moment?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Okay, currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Are you receiving any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And are you available to work, continue to seek work in Alabama?
Yes.
And you said you have not worked since the last time you filed for unemployment, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And let's see here. Okay. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not federal or government in the last, since April 1st to March of 2024?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And do you choose to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. And would you like to keep the same direct deposit information that you had requested before? Would you like to update that?
No, it's the same.
Okay, thank you. And have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, ma'am? Vacation pay? Sick pay?
I did receive that.
No, but are you receiving now any vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, or pension?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So do you certify that your answers are true and accurate, ma'am? You know that the law provides penalties for any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with your claim. False answers could result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you certify that your answers are true and accurate, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, use the security number one more time, please.
423-08-7280.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I need to verify your identity, ma'am. Which of the following addresses in Ozark were you familiar with? 135 Coleman Drive, 173 Deer Avenue, 183 Walding Court, 232 Don Circle, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
5'3".
Okay, thank you. Which of the following vehicles have you been associated with in the past, ma'am? 2000 Chevy, 2003 Yamaha, 2008 Mercedes, 2009 Buick, or none of the above?
Can you say those again?
A Chevy, a Yamaha, a Mercedes, or a Buick?
Okay, so a Chevrolet, and it was a what year?
2000, Silverado. Yes?
Hold on just a second, because like I say, we've had a lot of vehicles. I went through a Ford, the whole nine yards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the 2000... The 2000 Chevrolet would have been, I don't know what
one,
year
more
that
or less.
Was.
Okay.
My God.
All right. It probably is. I know. And they're just trying to verify your identity, ma'am. So that probably would be the correct answer. You know, they're just going to pick one, you know, out of all your things. So if that was sounds, it's just to verify. That's all. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with in the past? 1501 Kirby Bridge, 1877 Old Dozier Road, 309 Third Avenue, 400 Jones Road, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities have you been associated with? Pompano Beach, Milton, Pensacola, Fort Lauderdale, or none of the above?
Pensacola.
Okay, thank you.
But now, okay, so that there's a question too. So we lived in Pace, which was between Pensacola and Milton.
Okay. I hear you.
So, okay. I mean, crap.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you, ma'am. Okay.
I mean, just ask me what my hair color is.
I apologize, ma'am. They're just trying to verify, kind of trace your steps. That's all. Do you hereby choose to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama, ma'am? Do you want to file for unemployment?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and in other words, okay, do you certify that under penalty?
I
am
so
sorry.
Exhausted. I had a dental appointment this morning.
I apologize.
And reeled through my jaw.
We're almost done. We're almost done, ma'am. I promise you. We're almost done, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. Give him another 15 minutes, maybe 10. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and the statements and disclaimer correct to the best of your ability?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the claimant benefit handbook at labor.alabama.gov?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is the part that I'm going to read. It's a really long disclaimer. Okay. But this is the part that you probably didn't understand real well. Okay, so I need you to stay with me until the end, and I need you to ask me questions at the end. Okay, so just jot down websites, phone numbers, and instructions, and you can ask me the questions at the end, okay? So we can submit this. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seek full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. You can do so in two ways. Either visit the Alabama Career Center in person, okay, or go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Very important, ma'am. AlabamaWorks, with an S at the end, dot, then Alabama spelled out again, and then G-O-V like government. AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov. You need to update your resume and fill out an application and submit 3 applications on that website. An information booklet is available on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities. It contains information on how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to file your weekly certification. Please read it thoroughly. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. The process we just completed of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start your payments. You must first complete a weekly certification each week that you want to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week could result in denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, not on Saturday. You could do so by either going online at labor.alabama.gov, or you may also call 800-752-7389. That number again is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification, again, must be filed anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5, not on Saturday. Failure to complete a weekly certification as instructed before 5 p.m. on Friday could result in denial of benefits. Whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember the PIN number that was assigned to you. Exceptions for your work search requirement will be made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who have verified short-term layoffs, claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you could call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. That number again is 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Please note, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or by letter before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least the three potential employers each week, that you provide the contact information for each one of the applications you submit when you do your weekly certification. You may not list the same employer twice unless the employer was not hiring at the time of contact but begins to hire at a later date. Failure to make a complete work search, submit the three applications, or do the weekly certification could result in denial of benefits. For assistance with this or any other question, you may also visit your local Alabama Career Center. Are you still with me, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So your transaction or application number is 489-310-805. That's 489-310-805.
And that's what certification number?
Yeah, that's your application number. Transaction number, okay? And your PIN number is 7334. That number again is 7334. So if you've had hard time certifying before, ma'am, the reason could be, okay, that, and I'm not saying that is because, like I said, I don't have access to your file, okay? But a common problem is people don't register at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And they don't submit their three applications on that website. Now you can, and they don't report the three that have been submitted on that website. Okay, so you can apply at other places, but the system works better if you do as they instruct for you to register at alabama.gov, submit three applications, and report those three applications. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
No.
All right. Wish you the best of luck, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Okay, wait,
I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Whenever I file, am I going to be able to go back and get the weeks that I haven't been paid because I thought they were going to just I thought it was just a hold up and they were going to deposit in my account?
Okay. So not necessarily. You can wait and see what happens, okay, and see if they reimburse you for that because they might. There's depends who handles the thing. You know, I don't know. It's a different department, so I don't know exactly what their guidelines are. But if you have any problems, you can go on to labor.alabama.gov. Labor.alabama.gov. Okay.
Yeah.
There's an option on that page that says claimants. You go to claimants and then you log in. After you log in, you have an option on that page that says request or provide information about my claim. So you can particularly request information about your prior claim. Okay? And you can also request for somebody to call you back on that same page. I would do both. Okay?
All right.
Wish you the best of luck, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.